Okay, so we have a video here from Cosmic First titled Divorce After 12 Years of Marriage. I Left My Kids Behind. Oh, the selfishness of it. Anyway, let's just jump right into this, shall we?
I walked away from a 12-year relationship with two kids. We have been together since I was 16 years old.
Watching my ex thrive, it's a beautiful thing, but it's really triggering for me.
Fair, like, why the f*** do I have to go through this?
The person closest to you can be your biggest downfall. Be careful who you marry.
I got an email today while I was at work saying that my divorce has been finalized.
I'm divorced. I thought I'd be happier.
So you were married to your husband, but you were having children with other men.
I was with him for almost a decade, but...
There are no excuses for your actions. You've destroyed a perfectly normal family. Kindly subscribe to the channel, as it is our sole form of support. Thank you.
Fair, like... What?
Already I see some problems. Multicolored hair, nose ring. How much you want to bet she also has some tattoos we don't see? Didn't you divorce him? 80% of divorces are initiated by women, so I assume she left him. You have to go through this because you chose to.
That's not being fair. He gets to go about his life, have his home, have his car, have his financial stability, and I'm over here, he's struggling.
I walked away from a 12-year relationship with two kids. We have been together since I was 16 years old. You know, I had two children as a teenager. And I can honestly say that as young adults raising two children, we did pretty okay. But about 6 years
Why'd you
into
leave?
The relationship, I began to feel stuck. While he was still...
Meaning bored. I get bored. He was a hot gangster thug. But then he settled down and got a real job and, you know, I got bored and the butterflies went away. And he put on weight and got a dad bod. And I'm supposed to love dad bods, but I didn't love his dad bod. And so, you know, I thought I'd find myself a better man, a Chad, even though I have two kids, which to any other man would be baggage. But I think I can find a Chad. Yeah, he'll pump you, he'll dump you, sweetheart.
...taking to and accomplishing all of the goals that he had set for himself. I was feeling like my life was just becoming like a revolving door of mother and wife duties.
What's wrong with that? I don't get that. What's up? You got kids. You got kids. You're raising the next generation of humanity. What's wrong with that?
And then the goals that I have for myself will come last. I will come up with all...
Why aren't your children coming first? That should be your main goal and priority when you choose to have kids.
These plans on how we could, you know, relocate to California and his family.
She's putting on a lot of makeup, yo.
And he would entertain it, but he never spoke life into it. And when it all hit the fan...
Spoke life into it? What does that mean?
I walked away from everything. And you know what was the hardest? The judgment and criticism that I received.
You know what's going to be the hardest when you're 60 and alone? At your kids and your grandkids want nothing to do with you.
Especially from people I thought would be in my corner. After leaving that relationship, an overflow of blessings and opportunities started to come my way. It has been an extremely long journey.
Cope. Copium. By the way, she's in her early 20s now, right? She's still in her mid, late 20s, or I don't know. Maybe late 20s, all that makeup. You ain't gotten old enough, sweetheart. Just wait. Wait!
Of healing. Well, I didn't know who I was outside of being a mom and a wife.
Why can't that be who you are? Why is that not enough? I don't get it.
I am that too, but I'm also more than just that.
Why isn't that enough?
Now I am getting to know LaBritton.
Jeez.
The bottom line is she got bored. And what makes this even more crazy is the fact that she left her kids behind.
Yeah.
This right here shows you that a man will give up his happiness for his family, while a woman will give up her family for her happiness. The only thing this woman is healing from is from the damage that she caused. She may claim she's on a journey of self-discovery or growth, but at the end of the day, she's running from the consequences of abandoning the people who depended on her the most. It's rarely spoken about how much pain is left behind. Her children, her ex-partner, they're the ones left picking up the pieces, while she convinces herself that her choice was necessary. In reality, she's not healing from any deep trauma inflicted on her. She's merely trying to escape the guilt and the wreckage of her own decisions. And the sad part is, in the process, she's tearing apart the very foundation of what she once had.
I also think that a lot of these women are very lacking in self-awareness. They have a lot of issues because by the time they're getting married, reaching the age that she was when she was married, there's already a lot of damage there. And so instead of facing their problems, they do everything they can to escape them. And once things settle down and become a routine, there's not enough distractions for her. So she's got to find something new, some kind of new stimulus, some kind of new pleasure, some kind of new materialistic pursuit to distract her away from her problems, her issues, whatever traumas she's already faced.
A family that men would fight to hold together, even at the cost of their own happiness.
Watching my ex thrive.
Wow.
It's a beautiful thing.
I like the Coke bottle glasses. By the way, honey, if you found a man that would marry you, you should have held on to him. Like a man in the middle of the ocean holding on to a life preserver. Look at this broad.
It's really triggering for me because I walked away with literally having to start over.
Well, that's your choice.
After 12 years of starting over, of wondering if I'm going to be able to keep a roof over my head with my...
Well, why would you do that? I love how she's crying and complaining about the consequences of her choices. When do you see men doing that?
Boys and not being able to just go out and play in our backyard like we used to.
That's your choice.
And wondering if I'm going to be able to feed them.
The problem that I have with this is that when you decide to...
Well, why didn't you leave the kids with your husband? Or stay with him. It would never be a problem.
No longer be in a relationship with somebody. They do not owe you for their successes from the time that you stopped being with them on. Outside of what they owe you for potentially justified alimony.
By the way, I don't think that men owe women anything for their success while they're with that woman. Sorry. You could argue that, oh, well, she gave him kids and a family and that gives him more motivation to work hard. But he could have worked just as hard without her there. Well, then he wouldn't have all that success. He has to feed that success into the family. And at the end of the day, he don't have two nickels to rub together, so...
And child support? You cannot get mad that that man is successful without you. Because you're not his future, so he does not owe you the future rewards.
She's basically saying, I wish my ex was doing bad like me. Because I'm miserable. That's the playbook. She's playing victim. Yeah. That man started thriving after 12 years. That man was held back for 12 years. My wife of 30 years cheated and left. I can say she is triggered by my new family and success. Drizzle, drizzle. This is what I call success is the ultimate revenge. And it's ironic, because while this woman is out here struggling, why does she even have custody of the kids in the first place? If she can't keep her life together, shouldn't the father, the more stable and reliable figure, assume responsibility? But of course, the system often overlooks that.
Well, that's because they want to reward women. They want to incentivize them to leave and break up the family, you see? Couldn't do that if women didn't get custody and all that juicy child support, moolah!
But the truth is, this woman was the problem the entire time.
Yep.
Yet she can't see it. She's too busy pointing fingers when she should be looking in the mirror.
She got too negative an outlook. Being married to this bro would be a nightmare. She brings everybody down. She's bringing me down just watching her. Well, no, I think it's hilarious, but still.
After all, she's the one who chose to walk away from the marriage, thinking she'd find something better. Now she's sitting in her own mess, jealous of her ex-husband's success.
Yep.
She wanted freedom or excitement, but instead, she's watching him thrive while she struggles to keep her head above water. It's funny how the tables turn. The only question left to ask her now is, How green is the grass over there?
I don't cook, I don't clean, but let me tell you how I got this ring.
You were nice until he married you, and then you showed your true colors.
Ouch!
That kid's been watching RFL content, baby!
If you're a parent, and you have a partner at home who loves you and your kids, and helps take care of you in any way, mentally, emotionally, financially, physically, however it may be, they contribute to you and your family and your kids, just thank them. Just say thank you. Remind them how grateful you are.
Is this a single, recently divorced broad trying to do the pick me dance by expressing regret that is probably faux in nature?
Remind them how amazing they are.
I just want to point this out. The majority of these broads you see on TikTok and Instagram, which is the biggest dating website there is. Don't tell me Instagram ain't no dating website. The majority of them saying they regret their divorces, it's bunk. It's BS. They regret being in that bad situation. But they don't accept any responsibility. They're just doing this pick-me dance to try and get you guys out there to believe they're now converted, R-pilled, and that they see the error of their ways. So pick me! Yeah, stay away from these broads.
Because I would give anything to have someone at home to love me.
Pay the bills.
And support me.
Pay my car payment.
I've been the working parent. I've been the part-time working parent. I've been the stay-at-home parent. Single mom working 2 jobs.
See, everything's materialistic. I just have to pay more money. I have no money for myself. I have to work a lot. So every single concern she has is materialistic, and she sees you as a pack mule, as an ox to pull that plow on the plantation that she owns and runs. Well, not anymore. Don't be broad.
I miss my kids, but I have to pay my bills. So just tell your partner. Even if you're mad at them today.
By the way, who out there thinks that if this broad found another man and he'd have to be a simp to want to be with her if she's got kids and she's divorced her husband? Who out there thinks that she would change her colors and instead not revert back to how she was before? I think she'd be the exact same way. I don't think there's any awakening going on here.
Thankful. Do not take the things they do for you for granted.
This is one of those situations where you don't get appreciated until you're gone. It's like people take you for granted when you're constantly there, providing, supporting, and sacrificing.
Being a simp!
But the moment you step away, that's when they realize what they lost. I mean, what did this woman expect? You can't just walk away from a marriage and expect everything to magically work out in your favor.
But they do.
Being grateful in a marriage is crucial. Gratitude isn't just about saying thank you. It's about truly recognizing the value of what your partner brings to the table.
Yeah, not just paying lip service, but actually living up to that standard and that belief and showing that you're thankful, not just saying it. Which means an occasional BJ.
And not assuming they'll always be there, no matter how they're treated. When gratitude disappears, so does the connection. This woman probably got too comfortable, thinking her husband's dedication was something she didn't need to appreciate or nurture. But
she's also not a bad-looking broad, I'll be honest. Fresh-looking face, she looks pretty. I don't know what her body looks like, but she's not bad-looking. So there's that.
Nonetheless, it seems like life has taught her that lesson. The lesson of not taking things for granted and to be grateful.
The court notified me that my final decree of divorce has been approved by the judge.
Mm-hmm.
I know that it sucks being alone. I come home and I'm alone. I go everywhere alone.
I don't get it. What did you think divorce was? I know what happened. She was with another man. Found herself someone who to her was above her, Chad. And she mistook the, occasional roll in the hay for interest from him in a long-term relationship. So she left her husband. And when that Chad now had to shoulder more of the load that the hubby had formerly been shouldering, he said, Bebe! And now I'm lonely! What'd you expect? You thought Chad was going to marry you?
Don't hardly talk to him anymore.
Simp. I miss having someone pay my bills.
I don't blame him. I filed for the divorce. So I'm sure people are wondering, well...
What are you complaining?
Why are you so upset?
Yeah!
Are you crying?
Because it didn't turn out how she expected it would.
Just because you make a decision that you think is going to end up making things better...
Yeah, that's right.
Doesn't mean that you have to give up the fact that you love that person or that...
Why'd you leave him?
Because you were trying or whatever. I've never met anybody like him.
Well, if you loved him, why'd you leave? The sisterhood told me I'd be happier. Well.
And I've never loved anybody like him either. But I don't want a divorce. I still am very much in love with my husband.
My ex is living in her best friend's garage. The same best friend that helped convince her she could do better. Women do this all the time. My ex filed for divorce and halfway through decided she no longer wanted to divorce. After dropping $3,000 on a lawyer, I pushed on with it. My ex-wife kept kicking me out of the house and I gave up. I went to Mexico and got a younger wife and my ex wanted me back and I said no more. I kept the younger lady. It's been 28 years later. I'm unhappy because he is happy without me. And I realize I was the reason for his unhappiness for 500 Tom.
How are we supposed to balance everything? I am drowning. I wake up in the morning, I pack my kids' lunches, I drive them to school, I have to rush back so I can make it to my first meeting. My boss tells me that I'm not engaged enough on Zoom, so I have to try harder there. I spend all day doing my job where I don't even leave my desk chair.
Welcome to being a man.
House is falling apart. I don't even...
You're equal! Get a wrench and a hammer and some nails. Fix it! You can do what a man can do, right? You don't need no man. You need a man like a fish needs a bicycle.
Time to take my dogs outside during the day. And somehow I'm also supposed to be working out, cooking dinner at night, eating right, helping them with homework.
Yeah.
I spend my lunch break picking them up from school, and I don't even get 5 minutes to myself during the day.
We can always let your husband have custody. Oh, no. I wouldn't get that juicy child support check.
Not even enough. Like, I'm not doing anything 100%. When is it just enough?
Ex-wife of 25 years cheated and divorced me for Chad. She never had to work, and now she have to for the first time in her life. Recently saw her after 3 years. She looked exhausted. You're strong. You're independent. You're beautiful. You got this, queen. Enjoy. It's only now she realizing how much her husband did.
Yeah.
And how much she depended on him. But she thought he was not contributing at home life. I get a sense that many women think men just show up to work, have a lot of fun, then walk home with a big fat paycheck every day.
That's exactly what they think. Anybody ever see that show, Everybody Loves Raymond? That just popped in my head. That show was the perfect example of how women in a marriage get complacent and view their husbands. She thought that when Ray went to work, he was partying and having a good time and eating pizza and drinking beer and watching sports and just playing games. And the show portrayed that as actually being the case. That show was so anti-male. I hated that freaking show. But that's all TV now, right? The man is the goofball, the idiot, the fool, and she's the reasonable, rational, intelligent one. Yeah.
This is where you thought the grass is greener on the other side. You made the bed, now lay in it. Well, independent means doing it by yourself. And that's exactly what this woman wanted when she left her marriage. She made her choice to walk away, thinking she'd be better off on her own. But now, she's out here complaining about how hard it is to manage her life. It's funny how some people don't realize what independence really means until they're stuck in the reality of doing everything on their own. Financially, emotionally, and practically. She thought leaving would give her freedom, but now she's dealing with the harsh truth. Independence comes with responsibilities.
By the way, I don't understand this. This has got to be ideological in nature, because there's no logic, there's no reason behind this belief of liberation and freedom. Who is dumb enough or lacking in critical thought to think that getting rid of one half of the equation in regards to shouldering responsibility will give you more freedom? It's actually going to result in less. Before, you had two people to do the job. Now you get the same job, but you remove one of the people. Why would you think there would be less responsibility and more freedom? That makes no sense. So it's all ideological in nature.
Not just the perks. The very life she was so eager to pursue is now weighing her down. She expected to be liberated, but instead, she's facing the everyday struggles of balancing work, kids, bills, and everything in between. And it's far from the dream she imagined.
Well, that's what happens when you base your life around dogmatic teachings instead of thinking for yourself.
You're married to your husband.
Whoa! Hello! Look at this! So, multicolored hair. She's got the weird African-style ear thing going on where the ears have been over time stretched out to hold like some big giant ring or coin or something. She's also quite hideous, and the clothing is horrible. Yeah, she's a lefty, for sure.
Husband, but you were having children with other men.
I was.
Of course, you know, modern-day woman. They're pretty much all lefties, really.
With him for almost a decade, but...
I love the way she says it, like it's some kind of accomplishment. Almost a decade? So not a decade.
But I probably wasn't the best wife to
him. It was my starter marriage!
Him? So we got divorced in...
You mean you divorced him to chase Chad?
July of 2020, I believe.
You were married how many years?
We were married 6... together almost 10.
You guys had problems?
Yes, we both had our own sets of problems.
Really?
He wasn't very kind, so he did...
Oh, he wasn't very kind. I would guess that you were his problem.
He lay hands on me. Be very rude.
Oh, he'd lay hands on you! Oh. What does that mean? I don't know what that means. That's very vague. He touched my shoulder! Laid hands on me! What does that mean?
To me, make terrible comments, call me names, put me down. But then...
Well, you're hideous and you have a very negative attitude. Look at the way that you present yourself to the world, which is very negative. So, yeah, and you cheated on him. So, yeah, I don't blame him.
I was unfaithful a few times.
Which is why he wasn't very nice to you or kind. But hey, you know, I'm a woman. I can do what I want.
And ended up mothering children from those men on my husband.
So you were married to your husband.
So let me get this straight. She calls him unkind and says he wasn't nice because he didn't like the fact that she cheated and cuckolded him and essentially made him raise other dudes' kids. So she defrauded him, lied, made him think that he had kids that were his when they weren't his. He was mean to me. I wonder why.
But you were having children with other men.
I was, and he raised them as his own.
This is what women do. They screw up, and then when there's some kind of consequence, they claim victimhood. I'd love to hear what her idea of laying hands on, and I'd love to hear from him. Of course, we're not going to hear from him, right?
And knew them to be his own until the divorce.
What do you mean you knew them to be his own? That's BS, by the way. How do you know them to be his? You're banging other dudes! Don't you know how biology works? Don't you know that it's a possibility that it could be these other guys? What a bunch of crap. No accountability. Well, I didn't know they could be the other guys' kids, even though I was banging these other guys at the same time I got pregnant.
How did that news come out?
My lawyer had to use language in what we wanted to kind of make it a point to say that, like, he may not be the dad, you know, like, I don't know.
So you only admitted the truth when, if you didn't, it would rebound on you legally and you'd suffer actual consequences if you didn't. Yeah, but he's a bad guy. He was mean to me. And he laid hands on me in some way. We don't know.
I don't remember what word she used, but it was a word that kind of made his lawyer be like, we should probably do a DNA test
on these children. And he did.
Because you were looking to keep it quiet?
I wouldn't say that.
This guy's got to be a simp. Look at this broad. First of all, I wouldn't get with a broad that looked like this. But if I was, I would automatically be doing a DNA test. All these lefties, they don't believe in monogamy or commitment or duty or loyalty. Everything's a social construct. No such thing as virtue.
Did you
have
child support?
No, oh no. The divorce agreement said no child support on either.
Of course, they're not his kids. You found out. He found out they weren't his kids, and the court found out they weren't his kids. But I guarantee you, if she could have gotten child support, she would have.
Side. We were both making same amount of money, so to this day, neither of us pays child support.
That has nothing to do with child support. That's not how child support is calculated. Child support is calculated by who is taking care of the child the majority of the time, and that's not always the case. There are some cases where it's 50-50, where the kid stays with each parent an equal amount of time, but the man still has to pay child support. So what are you talking about, sweetheart? That's how alimony is calculated, not child support.
No, he got them. I didn't want to necessarily keep it quiet. I didn't want to break his heart. He'd co-work for my ex-husband. So there was nothing done to prevent it.
Co-work. So she banged her husband's co-worker. Oh, that's so predictable. I banged my husband's friend. Yeah. But he's mean to me because I banged my husband's friend.
Oh. And the first man that I had the affair with.
First?
Is now my boyfriend. The father mm-hmm. of my first child, my son, and he was my husband's assistant manager.
Chad!
It's messy.
It's very, yeah, it's very messy. So my ex-husband brought him onto the team where he was working, and uh-huh. my ex-husband always made his assistant managers like his best friend. So he started bringing this guy around, and I made the first move. Course, and I feel like I just sensed his kindness. I mean,
I love the way she tried to portray herself as the victim. I made the first move, but it's only because he was abusive to me, as she tried to imply. Yeah.
Still to this day, this man that I'm with is the kindest, most patient man I've ever met.
So that's not gonna last, sweetheart. You're gonna cheat on him too. He's gonna get tired of your woke ass.
That kindness from him, which I wasn't getting from my husband at the time. So. Mm-hmm. I don't even know how it's...
Right, it's the husband's fault. It's always the husband's fault. The implication, it was his fault, not my fault.
Started beyond me, just... But one day he came over my house without my ex-husband there, and you know what happened next. And we only saw each other once a week to do this.
That's a lot, actually.
My schedule, my ex-husband's schedule, and his schedule matched up.
Once a week for how long? Are we going to hear that? So probably for years.
Every Wednesday, I saw him. We... had sex, he watched me get ready for work, and then he'd go work for my ex-husband.
This is absolutely disgusting. Instead of communicating how she felt in her marriage, yeah. she took the lowest route possible.
Of course.
Sleeping with her husband's assistant, who is...
But it's the husband's fault.
...now her boyfriend. And to make matters worse, she ended up getting pregnant. Where is the loyalty? What happened to the vows she made, the promises to stand by her husband through thick and thin? Marriage isn't just some temporary arrangement you walk away from when things get tough.
Is if you're a Western woman.
Instead of having an honest conversation about her issues, she betrayed her husband in the most deceitful way possible. She didn't just break his trust. She shattered the foundation of the relationship. Mm. This woman is just purely evil.
I would have to agree. And the nonchalant, casual way she discusses it is disgusting. And the way that she throws the husband under the bus. I mean, wow. That tells you she didn't care about him at all. He was just a meal ticket. He was just a bill payer. He was just an ox pulling that plow. She didn't care about him at all. That's why she can throw these allegations out that are so vague. What does that mean? He laid hands on me. Well, we had an argument once, and it became a pushing match, and I started it. I pushed him, but then he pushed me, and that's not allowed. I can touch him, but he can't touch me. I guarantee you there's so much more to this story that we're not hearing. She is no victim. But that's your modern-day Western woman, guys. That's how they are. That's how they operate. That's how they roll. And that's why if you want to be happy, if you want to actually have a family, You can't do it with a Western woman. It's just not possible. They're all feminists, whether they'll admit it or not. They're all freaking feminists. They all have, to some degree, the feminist, lefty, gender Marxism that is effinism, mind virus in their head. And they follow that dogma. They follow that ideology. It's a part of their identity to a certain extent. I don't care how great you think this woman is, there is some amount of this effinist programming in her head that is going to sabotage the relationship. And she's incentivized to do so to boot. So you're doubly incentivized, triple incentivized, because when that relationship ends, you are going to be punished. You are incentivized to get out of the country, get out. Find a woman in another country, relocate, and stay there. If you don't want to do that, well, don't have a family. Not in the West, or you will suffer. Anyway, on that note, I would like to ask you guys to check out the description and please consider making a donation to my GoFundMe. I recently suffered a horrendous injury. I was in the hospital for about a month. Almost died. I was in septic shock. I had a heart attack. It was very bad. It cost me all my savings out of pocket. That happened at a horrible time when I was moving. So I'm essentially broke now. Be homeless in a couple weeks. So if any of you out there would like to make a donation to support me, I'd greatly appreciate it. And please don't do so unless you can afford to. Any amount is greatly appreciated. The link to my GoFundMe is down in the description. There's more detailed explanation of what happened there. So any help, greatly appreciated. And you know, if you want some quid pro quo, if you'd like the donation returned once I'm back on my feet, because I can't work at the moment, just let me know whether you'd like I can make a video. Video ideas are greatly appreciated. If there's something you'd like me to talk about, I am a realist philosopher of the practical realist school, so it is geared towards solving real world problems. So you want some advice, you want some help, you want some guidance on an issue, I'm the guy to talk to. So my email is also down in the description. And of course, as I said, if you want your donation back in the future, let me know. Send me an email, including your Cash App, Venmo, Zelle. And when I can, I will return it. Anyhow, on that note, I'm out of here. I am the Realist Philosopher, and I wish you all a good and pleasant day. Take care.